Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the podcast this evening. Well, you have tuned into the Lalisa Williams Show. So glad that you did. You know, I have an exciting topic for you tonight. Talking about facing your fears. You know, fear can really set you back. If you don't face your fears and overcome them, it can hold you back from some of the most splendid opportunities in your life, in your health, in your relationships, in your career. You know, fear, a lot of times people wonder, how in the world am I ever going to get over my fear? And some people have just totally given up. But I'm here doing this show today to let you know that you do not have to give up just because of fear. You know, first, so let's look at this thing. And again, welcome each and every one of you to the broadcast. If it's your first time tuning in, we are happy that you were able to locate us, and we hope that you enjoy the show enough that you'll come back over and over and over. There's a lot of wonderful, wonderful things that are about to happen for people, and we're so excited. But before we can talk about motivating you, empowering you, inspiring you, I really want to talk about this issue of fear. And I know we're going to talk about some other things. We're going to talk about change. We're going to talk about purpose and destiny and vision. But fear, I've learned that it can really grip you and hold you in like a prison. It can hold you in a tight squeeze, and over time, if you allow it, fear can literally squeeze the life right out of you. Fear can cheat you out of some of your most precious, precious moments in life, fear can rob you of your God-given potential. I mean, fear can rob you of success. Fear is a weapon that the enemy can use against you. You know, I remember as a child, I was fearful of things that were much bigger than I was. I was fearful of, as I grew older, I began to be fearful of what would happen to me if I didn't do this or did do that. And then I began to be fearful of other people, people that I felt had power over me. And maybe you're like that too, or maybe you know someone who is living in the grips of fear, fear of their supervisors, their bosses, fear of a husband, a wife, a spouse, a partner, fearful of others in the community. And yes, guess what? Even fearful of those in the church. You know, what are we fearful of? You know, we need to get to the bottom of this. You know, right now as I watch the political campaigns that are happening right now in our United States of America, and you can just see fear written all over the face of people. People, you got to get this. You got to face your fear. We have people fearful, I won't get a job, fearful of the economy. And you know what? Let's just break it down. Let's just talk about this thing. What exactly is fear? What is fear? You know, so many people are trapped, hindered. They are hurt by this thing called fear. And I'm telling you, it's really, really bad for some people. But guess what? You can face your fear. You can win over fear. You can get victory over fear. But you have to do some things, okay? It's not going to just go away because you wish it away. Because what will happen is you may move out of its path for a short time. And then before you know it, what happens is right back taking control of your life. But for today, we want to make sure that for once and for all, you learn some steps and some processes to put fear to rest for the rest of your life. Now, just to let you know and be assured that I talk about overcoming fear and dealing with fear and facing your fear in both of my books, Release Your Power and God's Plan for My Success, which you can, you know, get those books through me. You can inbox me on Facebook or go to the website. But here's the thing. This is, you know, I've dealt with fear. I've dealt with fear of abuse. I was abused as a child. I've dealt with fear at school being bullied as a young person, having to go to school and having to deal with bullies and people who wanted to put me in fear. And then I dealt with it as a young teenager, fearful that people wouldn't like me. So by living in fear, it caused me to do things for other people that was really selling a piece of my very soul to people, to boys, to men, because of fear, fear that I would not be loved. And I've seen fear destroy our young people. But I want you to release your power. I want you to get out of the ugly grips of fear. I want you to understand that you have to take back your power, that you have to find and create the path to becoming who you really are, to reaching your God-given potential, that you no longer let others strip away your power, that you no longer allow others to strip you of your victory over fear. You are to overcome fear. You got to face it. You got to face your fears. You got to. You know, I was talking to a young lady today as we were doing. They're doing a documentary, and they allowed me to be a part of that documentary, and I gave them my testimony. Basically, it's about taking your power back, overcoming your fear, and just really releasing your power. So, you know, we're very excited about that. But there was a fear. There's been a lot of fear because of the child molestation, the incest, the domestic violence, the physical abuse and threats that I suffered at the hands of other people. And that, you know, over time, I adopted this personality and this attitude and this behavior of fear. But now the tables are turned. And so now I am using the very thing that was my adversity, and I'm allowing it to be my advantage. And we're stepping out on faith, which is the game changer. Faith is the game changer. And we're putting our fears to rest, and we're stepping out on faith. Because when we look at what is fear, just what is it? Fear, let's look at it as the acronym, F-E-A-R, F for false, the E for evidence, the A appearance, and the R real. Fear, that's what it is, false, evidence, appearing, real. Just like faith, faith is the substance of what you hope for and the evidence of what you can't see. So faith is the evidence of what is real. Fear is the false evidence of what appears real. And that's why a lot of people struggle so much with fear. But if you could ever, if you want to face your fear, step out on faith. You want to get rid of your fear, begin to operate in faith. If you really want to see fear dismantled, torn down, and, you know, just rid your life of that type of fear. And I'm not talking about the good kind of fear. I'm not talking about the helpful kind of fear, the fear that comes alongside to assist you. I'm not talking about having a reverential fear of God. I'm talking about the kind of fear that is debilitating, the type of fear that is disruptive, the type of fear that dismantles your faith. Even God says, do not allow doubt to destroy your faith. Oh, ye of little faith. It's not that they didn't have faith, but that faith was so little because doubt was so big. You've got to get your faith to overcome your fear. You got to let faith be the chief motivator for what you do, operating in faith. Why? Because faith has a favorable place in the universe. Fear has a negative place in your universe. You know, you were not given this personality, attitude, and spirit of fear. So you can turn your faith on, begin to operate in your faith. It's a process. So if you don't see overnight success, get over it. It's okay. It'll happen in time. And I'm so excited about this, being able to show people. So I was very fearful. And even this week, I was fearful of some things. And I'm not, you know, again, I'm not going to beat myself up over it. I'm just looking at, okay, God, what's the lesson here? What are you trying to tell me? And that's when he gave me the message. That's when he dropped the nugget in my spirit, face your fear. To let people know that what is holding you back, what is stopping you from living your abundant life, what's stopping you from reaching your fullest potential in life, for living out your true fulfillment and happiness and your purpose and your destiny, is nothing but fear. But see, here's the thing. Where did that fear come from? Where did that fear come from in your life? We know overall, when I'm talking about in your individual life, you would have to trace back through things that have happened to you 5, 10, 20, 30, 50 years ago, possibly, to see how that fear over time was built up. It's like we build up our faith. Well, we build up our fear. That's why with little children, we try to stop fear from setting in. You know, little children, they just want to, they're fearless. You know, they'll jump off of a couch and they're only, you know, 10 inches tall. You know, they'll do incredible things. They do things that show they have no fear. But what do? We say, no, stop, don't, you know, don't know, stop. And so what happens is we're building up their fear over time. So by the time they're 18, 19, where they're almost fearful of everything, they're probably fearful of their own shadow. So we have to guide their faith. No, we don't want them hurting themselves. We don't want them walking out in front of a Mack truck. They ought to fear that. We don't want them sticking themselves into a fire. Okay, that they ought to be fearful of. But we don't want them afraid of their talent, their gifts, their skills, and their abilities. We want them to be able to have fear in its proper place. But we also want them to have faith in its proper place. So when it comes to your professional life, your career life, your relationships, your own emotions, you don't want to have this fear creeping over you. So I mean, so, you know, one of the things I was talking to some people earlier today about being an advocate for women in domestic violence, and one of the things I've learned about people is that people are so wrapped up in fear, and I know because I'm there too. I've been there, but I'm coming out of it, and I want to bring out as many as I can. It's nowhere to be. It's time to step out on faith and live your God-purpose life. It's time to step out on faith. And it may seem small to you, do it. Because God, he knows what he has purpose for you. He may have a small thing for you. He may have a greater thing for you. He may have a bigger thing for the person over there. Don't worry about that. Just do what God has purposed you to do. You know, 20-something, 32 years ago, I was in a very savage attack, domestic violent attack. And, you know, I was so glad to get out of it. I was very embarrassed about it. It was very, you know, it was ashamed. So I didn't want to talk about it then. I just wanted to get away from it. But today, when I was able to walk back to that same city, you know, 32 years later, share my story in video form, about what happened and the effects of it and some of the questions that the interviewer asked me, was like, wow, I never thought it had all those effects on me. As a matter of fact, I even started to tear up at some point in the interview, and I don't do that often when I speak, but in this particular case, it was very moving and it touched me very deeply, thinking about my mother and some things my mother had said to me. But as I looked at what was happening, I had been sort of lost in this area of this fear. And it was like, no more. I'm not going to live in fear. I'm not going to live as if there's someone over me who can torment me, whether it's inside or outside. So we talk about that internal torment. No, we're stepping out on faith. We're not living in fear any longer. I wanted to bring this message to you that you don't have to do it, because what is fear? False evidence appearing real. You must get a grip on fear. You will release your power. You will take back your voice. You will take back your gifts, your talents, your abilities. You will take them back, every single one of them. Every ability, every gift, every skill, every talent, you will take them back. You will develop more. You will release your power. You will become who God says that you are. You will become what God says that you can become. You will do everything that God says that you can do. And no devil in hell will stop you. No person on this earth will stop you. You will move, and you will begin to move where God wants you to move. You will not operate in fear. I come against fear right now in Jesus' name. I come against it. It is a demonic spirit. If it is not reverential fear of God, if it is not the kind of fear that will keep you from harming yourself, I come against that type of fear that is destructive and disruptive to your life. I come against that fear of insecurity right now in Jesus' name. I come against that fear of doubt, that fear that would stop you from being God's chief instrument and God's chief man or woman. I come against that fear that you won't find love, that you won't be loved I come against that fear that you will be in poverty and that you will not get the financial stability and freedom that God has for you. I come against the fear that says my children will not see salvation in this lifetime. I come against it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, I come against that fear that says you will not bounce back from a setback. I come against it, that every setback that you've ever been through, you're going to bounce back and spring forward. You're going to bounce back and spring forward. You're going to go much further, far ahead than you've ever been before. I come against the fear that will not allow you to envision your future, your successful future. I come against it. I come against fear. Because faith in God is the game changer. It's the game changer that you're going to begin to apply faith in all of your situations. Faith, faith, faith. The success of faith. Faith comes, what comes with faith is this high level of success. And you will be successful. You will be successful. You will achieve greatness. You will bounce back and go forward. You will overcome every setback that's ever come against you. No more fear. No, put fear aside. Put your faith into action. Don't be fearful of losing your house. Don't be fearful of losing your spouse. Don't be fearful of losing your finances. Don't be fearful of not getting the job. Don't be fearful of getting the job. Don't be, step out of fear. We come against fear. I loose the shackles of fear right now over your life. Fear is false evidence appearing real. And I loose and decree and declare that you begin to operate in faith, trusting God. He has your back. He has set things up already. He already has a plan for your life. He already knew this day would come. He already knew you would be in every situation that you've ever been in before the foundations of the world. He already knew that you would meet everybody that you've ever met and that you still have yet to meet them and who you have to meet. He has it already ordained with times and seasons. He already has dates attached to it. All you have to do is operate in faith. Operate in faith. Operate in faith. Faith, not fear. Faith, not fear. When fear tries to come over, tell yourself, I'm operating in faith. Fear, get behind me. Fear, get behind me. Fear, you're under my feet. Start doing your faith. Do your faith dance. Begin to praise God in faith. We're excited about it. I'm excited. I've been excited about a lot of things, but I am superly excited about this. Not operating in fear. Don't operate in fear. Don't allow fear to consume you, to overtake you. You know, I think about David when he had to go fight Goliath. They were all in fear. But look at what happened when David operated in faith. I remember Rahab. They were operating in fear, and she hid the spies. She was operating in faith. They were fearful of the spies. They were fearful of their God, but she said, you know, I got faith in your God. I want him to save my whole house, you see. And what happened, God honored her faith, though she was a prostitute. I'm telling you, faith is the game changer. But I love what I heard my sister's pastor. She says her pastor says that, you know, faith says, I believe that God can. Hope says, but I know that he will. See, but you got to have hope. And we'll talk about that. That's a whole other show. But we want to get you in faith first. I want you to open the door to faith. Allow faith to come in. I want you to, or even as you begin to rest tonight, I want you to rest in faith. I want you to begin to pray the prayer of faith. God, I believe what you say. God, I believe that you do everything that you said you would do. God, I believe that you have, that you want the abundant Christian life for me. God, I believe that you want me to operate in abundance and to be fruitful. God, I believe that you want me to be fruitful. God, I believe that you want me to empower others. God, I believe that you want me to be an engineer on whatever it is that you are asking from God, whatever it is that you believe for God, begin to operate in faith. Get the negative words out of your vocabulary. It won't be easy. It won't be easy at first. It will be a challenge. But you are up for the challenge. That's why you're still here. There's something for you to do. You need to challenge yourself. Challenge builds strength. Challenging yourself builds your strength. It builds your strength. It builds your character as a leader. I know we just did the Women's Leadership Conference. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. I know you can because we believe in you. We believe that you will do it. So whatever it is, the reason why you're not successful is because you're operating in fear. Remember Peter, he began to sink because he began to notice what everything that was around him. Stop looking at everything that is around you and focus on what God has promised you. Focus on the promise that God has for you, the things that he told you he would allow you to do. Focus on those. Don't focus on what other people are doing. Don't focus on what other people are saying. Focus on what God has promised you and told you you would do. Focus on that. Have faith in that. And watch God work. He's going to work in a way that you cannot even explain it. You're not going to even understand it at first. But just flow with it. Just flow with it. Well, that's all we have time for. We're down to the last few minutes of the broadcast. And we'll be back tomorrow, probably the same time, probably tomorrow night at 11. We're excited. We're happy. I tell you, I couldn't be more overjoyed about a project that I'm working on as this message that we're taking to the nation of women, especially men. You can come along. That's not a problem. But especially the women. I'm noticing something as I'm out here working together with women. And we're going to fix this thing. We're going to turn it around. We're going to fix it. We're going to turn it around. We're going to help women come out of their depressed state. We're going to help women begin to love themselves and love each other, empower each other. We have too much when we put it together. But when we try to separate and pull apart and try to outdo one another, it destroys us. That is not operating in faith. That's called operating in fear. Operating in faith means we work together. I help you, you help this one, she helps that one. And before you know it, wow, we just have this amazing, amazing, amazing life. An amazing, I know people, a lot of people, they're happy with a mediocre life. Some are happy with a good life. Some are happy with a great, but we're talking about an amazing life. You want an amazing life. We're talking about amazing. I'm telling you, this is amazing. So I'm amazed. I hope you are. I'm so glad you tuned in. I know we couldn't get the chat room open. I couldn't take any of your phone calls. We don't have the capability right at the moment for the laptop or computer access, so we just had to do the broadcast. But I couldn't keep this message to myself. I'm like a rocket right now, y'all. I'm on fire. You ain't seen nothing yet. So get ready, get ready, get ready. Love you, each and every one of you. Have an awesome night, and don't forget, operate in faith, not fear. God bless.